With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump plans to personally greet Israeli hostages being released as a result of the peace deal he brokered with Hamas. A spokeswoman for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the government is ready for this long-awaited day.
We are expecting all 20 of our living hostages to be released together at one time to the Red Cross. If a living hostage requires any urgent medical attention, they will be brought to a medical facility immediately.
The Salem Radio Network parent company of SRN News is partnering with the nonprofit International Fellowship of Christians and Jews to raise funds needed to care for the newly released hostages and their families in Israel. Listeners who wish to participate can find more information on the website, mikeonline.com. A positive bounce for President Trump's approval rating.
President Trump will begin the week in positive territory. The latest Rasmussen Reports daily presidential tracking poll found that 51% of likely U.S. voters approve of his job performance. 47% disapprove. Mr. Trump's approval rating had dipped below 50% last week, but jumped Friday into plus territory.
Correspondent Ken Lohrman reporting. Police in South Carolina are investigating a mass shooting at a crowded bar overnight. The Beaufort County Sheriff's Office says at least four people are dead and 20 others injured after gunfire erupted at Willie's Bar and Grill on St. Helena, about 50 miles north of Savannah. No arrests were reported, and the motive for the shooting is unclear. President Trump has ordered the Defense Department to issue military paychecks during the government shutdown. Mr. Trump posted he's using his authority to direct Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to use all available funds. This is SRN News. Young men are going to church.
A new study released by the Barna Group indicates that amongst millennials and Generation X, males are attending church in numbers exceeding those of females, a reversal of a historical trend. Barna finds that 43% of men in those generations are going to worship services versus 36% of women. In fact, Barna says this is the first time in all the decades that they have measured church attendance that men have outpaced women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
State governments continue to add non-Christian holidays to their calendars. California is the third state to designate Diwali as an official statewide holiday. Diwali is celebrated by Hindus, Sikhs, Jains, and Buddhists. The California law allows public schools and community colleges to close on the holiday. State employees can take the day off, and students will get an excused absence. This is SRN News. British police have disrupted a criminal network suspected of smuggling up to 40,000 stolen mobile phones from the UK to China in the past year.
An unidentified policeman describes what happens when the stolen phones are recovered.
Once each phone's recovered, it's individually resealed. Rebagged.
The operation was launched in 2024 after a box containing about 1,000 iPhones destined for Hong Kong was discovered at a warehouse near Heathrow Airport. Police say an international gang is believed to be responsible for exporting up to 40% of all the phones stolen in London. A total of 46 people have been arrested so far. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A powerful storm is slamming much of the East Coast. Forecasters say the nor'easter is causing coastal flooding from Virginia and the Carolinas to Maryland, Delaware, and New Jersey. More details at srnnews.com.